to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. Urban fires or cities getting burned down to the ground is not something new. It's been happening for thousands of years. It used to often happen because of short-term human stupidity. Now, it's happening because of long-term human greed. This week, I'm going to be talking about urban fires. History is filled with examples of cities being burned down. It was the Greeks and the Romans burning down cities once they won a battle. Then you had the Mongols and the Mughals who were burning down cities in China and India. Cities getting burned down when a kingdom lost was a very, very normal occurrence. But just as many fires have been caused purposefully, maybe even more have been caused by accident. London was one of the cities that was at the receiving end of such fires very, very often. Two major fires that are cited are from 1133 and 1212. In the year 1212, the fire was raging across London and 3,000 people died on the London Bridge. Cities like Lübeck, Bern, Amsterdam, Munich, Moscow, Stockholm, Glasgow and Istanbul have been visited by fires where cities have either partially or fully been burned down. In America, there have been fires that have often broken out in the eastern coast. You've had fires in New York, Philadelphia. And incidentally, it was Benjamin Franklin who instituted the first firefighting force in Philadelphia in the 18th century because fires used to be so common. By the 1950s, building codes were in place. Fire safety became an important thing when you were building. Even the old buildings were brought up to the code required. Materials were treated so that they didn't catch on fire as easily, even if you were using wood to build your houses. This was all fixed. In fact, by 1990, there were only 3 major urban fires across the world, out of which 2 were caused in Japan because of a tsunami and an earthquake, compared to 13 such instances in the 1980s. And then we moved into the territory of the wildfire that would burn down entire cities. Starting with this century, these instances of wildfires and bushfires taking down entire cities started to grow. If you visit my blog, I've given an entire list of such occurrences with reference to Wikipedia. You can go check it out. This current decade has seen more fires than the previous decade, and we are just 3 years into the decade, by the way. What happened at Lahaina was an extreme case of urban fire, and that's what I want to talk about, really. In the last post about incandescent bulb, I had mentioned that in order for wood to reach combustion temperature, it needs to reach about 350 degrees Celsius. Wildfires are not unique to the Anthropocene, not like it's something that has been happening since time immemorial. And usually the reason was lightning. Lightning would set dry wood on fire and that would then spread if there was wind. What happened over the last 200 odd years is we started putting down electricity line, telegraph lines, lines that basically were live and had the power to create a spark. Now, America, unfortunately, is at the receiving end of this because they were one of the first countries to progress. So some of their utility poles were set up as far back as 1844. In fact, the first electric pole was set up in Los Angeles in 1916. That pole must be more than 100 years old now. And there's actually a plaque there that commemorates that. Now, these poles were typically made out of wood. They were made out of Douglas firs, jack pines, red cedar, Pacific silver firs, and many of them are 60 to 80 years old. Even the iron and steel infrastructure for high tension electric transmission, which started to get built in 1926, is now aging. Many of them are more than 5 decades old. They're prone to failure. And when you have high tension electricity, you're talking about sparks that can be to the tune of 1000 degrees Celsius. And this can easily set off a fire. Now, if you look at the world generally, you know, we've made zero dent in terms of reducing carbon emission. Our carbon emission continues to go up. There was a slight blip in 2020 because of the pandemic. But carbon emission continues to go up, which means the heat in the system continues to go up. Now, if we go back to what happened in Maui and Lahaina, you had an electric pole that caused a spark, which caused a fire. And that fire was helped by the amount of wind there that was spreading the fire over there. And that became an urban fire. It took out an entire city. That city actually looks like a war zone, right? I mean, you have cars that are burnt in the middle of the road. And by some estimates, more than 1,000 people would have lost their lives by the time, you know, the entire investigation is done and, you know, the whole town is cleaned up and, you know, searched through. On the other hand, if you look at Canada, you have a situation where there have been 1,000 fires that have been burning across Canada for, you know, months now, and nobody's really cared because they've been wild. You've had 33 million acres that have been burned down, which is equal to the land area of Greece. And there is a fire in Greece, which is, you know, another topic. But that fire was not even something that people were concerned about. The only points at which we started getting concerned about the fire was when there was smoke that was wafting down from the Canadian side to United States and, you know, causing dense smoke in New York. That is when people started to realize that, hey, there are wildfires in Canada. But those fires are now moving into our urban areas. You have cities like Yellowknife that have been evacuated now. And thousands of people have been moved out of those places because those fires are likely to burn down the entire city. So, you know, if you look at it, we are suddenly starting to get into this situation where urban fires are becoming a trend because of wildfires. Bushfires, wildfires are starting to expand to a point where they can swallow an entire town whole. And this is not a one-off. This is probably the start of a trend which is going to continue as we continue to pump the atmosphere with more carbon dioxide, make it warmer and warmer. These kind of instances are going to happen more and more. During the Cold War, people used to build bomb shelters because they thought that there was a high likelihood of bombing. When it comes to fire, it's almost inevitable. So, you know, maybe we should start investing in building fire shelters for when the fire does arrive so that we can save ourselves. That's it for this week. I'll bring you another podcast soon. Thank you so very much.